Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching us through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm Father Brian Belongi, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day and for your Sunday obligation. The Lord heard and had mercy on me. The Lord became my helper. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Show gracious favor, O Lord, we pray, to the works of penance we have begun, that we may have strength to accomplish with sincerity the bodily observances we undertake. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord God, cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and desire to know my ways, like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due them, pleased to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves, and you take no note of it. Lo, on your fast day, you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast, so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the matter of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance? That a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This rather is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on them. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, Here I am. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A heart contrite and humble, O God, you will not spurn.
A heart contrite and humble, O God, you will not spurn.
Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In your greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sins cleanse me. For I acknowledge my offense, and my sin is before me always. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. A heart contrite and humble, O God, you will not spurn. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord. So how's your Lent going? How are your disciplines all going? Are they taxing you already? Have you maybe given up Diet Coke only to switch to Diet Pepsi? Sometimes when we take on these penances during Lent, we sometimes put burdens on ourselves that sometimes are either difficult to keep or they really consume us in. It's more about the action of doing the fast as opposed to what the encouragement is to offer. During the season of Lent, we are given a great opportunity by the Lord himself and through his church to enter into this period of 40 days of fasting, almsgiving, repentance, and dying to self. Not as gloomy people, not as people who are really, really, really just on edge because we have to give up everything, but as joyful people. We might not think of Lent as being a joyful season as it's more penitential, but we always move forth with the great joy that is there. Because if we enter into this beautiful season for what it's intended to do, by the end of it, the least we can do is grow in the love of the Lord. That's the least that can happen. But what have we done for Lent? What are some of the disciplines that we are taking up? And if they are getting to a point where they are getting the best of us, it's probably a sign to cut back a little bit. Do something different, because the whole purpose is to grow and really not to suffer unjustly or immensely. Sometimes fasting or giving up things for Lent can help us to die to self. And if it does that, even in small ways, it's important. Don't get too caught up in the trivialness of some things. Sometimes we might think, oh, what I'm giving up is very trivial. But the point is, as long as it's something that can help us to die to self and we become more obedient to the Lord and his church, it's all works. And sometimes it's in those very small things that make all the difference. Sometimes those very small things can be even more difficult than the larger things to give up, especially like things we do every day by habit. One of the things that I always try to do, and I usually fail in it by the second day, is when the alarm goes off in the morning when Lent starts, I try to get up right away without hitting the snooze or taking more time with my cats. I always try to get up. Now, that might sound like very, very trivial things, but it's more difficult than you might thought because it's all about dying to self. And I think, well, how silly is this? You know, I'm having trouble getting up, normally, but then there are other people out there. There are first responders. There are people who work early in the morning to clear snow and all of that stuff. And me, I'm sitting here, oh, do I have to get up again? But getting out of bed sometimes helps you to die to self, but it also helps to relate to other people as well who are out there serving in the Lord's vineyard. And so not only do we die to self and help ourselves grow in the Lord, but we actually contribute more to the common good and to other people and relate to them in better ways. And if you can do that, even in smaller ways, it's great. So no matter what that discipline is, if it gets too difficult, try something else. But remember, every time that you die to self and you do that discipline for the glory of God, even if it's just not having meat on Friday, even if you do that, guess what? You've just defeated the evil one. And if you keep doing these disciplines over and over again for 40 days, that'll be 40 days that you defeat the evil one and choose Christ over it. And you are starting to master yourself and die to self as well. So that's what it is a period of time. It's a gift for us. Let us go forth with joy as we enter this season, not dismal, but it uses it as an opportunity, a good one, to defeat the evil one, but more importantly, to grow in Jesus' love and become his disciples even more. And also that as we go out there, our actions will also match who we are as Christians and disciples of Jesus. As we begin this season of Lent, let us call our prayers to our Heavenly Father. We pray for our Holy Father and all the priests that they continue to be strong in the defense of the Catholic faith in a secular world, and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord. For the church, that as we begin this Lenten season, we will strive to grow in holiness and in becoming authentic witnesses to the mercy of Jesus, we pray to the Lord. For peace in the Ukraine and for all world leaders, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit in their decisions, we pray to the Lord. For those who have been victims of violence, that they may be enfolded in God's loving care and healed from both physical and emotional scars, we pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For blessings on Natalie Fern Clark, in thanksgiving for a healthy birth, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, you are good and loving, and you know our needs before we ask. We humbly place our prayers before you today, inspired by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Let it become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, we become to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Let it become our spiritual drink. Wash away, O Lord, my iniquities, and my sins cleanse me. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise of the Lord, and
we offer, O Lord, the sacrifice of our Lenten observance, praying that it may make our intercessions acceptable to you and add to our powers of self-restraint. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just that we should always give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you do not cease to spur us on to possess a more abundant life, and being rich in mercy, you constantly offer pardon and call on sinners to trust in your forgiveness alone. Never did you turn away from us, and though time and again we had broken your covenant, you have bound the human family to yourself through Jesus, your Son, our Redeemer, with a new bond of love so tight that it can never be undone. Even now, you set before your people a time of grace and reconciliation, and as they turn back to you in spirit, you grant them hope in Christ Jesus and a desire to be of service to all while they entrust themselves more fully to the Holy Spirit. And so, filled with wonder, we extol the power of your love, and proclaiming our joy at the salvation that comes from you, we join in the heavenly hymn of countless hosts as we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and from the world's beginning you are ceaselessly at work so that the human race may become holy just as you yourselves are holy. Look, we pray upon your people's offerings and pour out on them the power of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and we, in whom we too are your sons and daughters. Indeed, though we were once lost and could not approach you, you loved us with the greatest love. For your Son, who alone is just, handed himself over to death, and did not disdain to be nailed for our sake to the wood of the cross. But before his arms were outstretched between heaven and earth to become a lasting sign of your covenant, he desired to celebrate the Passover with his disciples. As he ate with them, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ending, knowing that he was about to reconcile all things in himself through his blood to be shed on the cross, he took the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, and once more giving you thanks, handed the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Passover and our surest peace, we celebrate his death and resurrection from the dead, and looking forward to his blessed coming, we offer you, who are a faithful and merciful God, the sacrificial victim who reconciles to you the human race. Look kindly, most compassionate Father, on those you unite to yourself by the sacrifice of your Son, and grant that by the power of the Holy Spirit, as they partake of this one bread and one chalice, they may be gathered into one body in Christ who heals every division. Be pleased to keep us always in communion of mind and heart, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop. Help us to work together for the coming of your kingdom, until the hour when we stand before you, saints among the saints in the halls of heaven, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, the blessed apostles and all the saints, and with our deceased brothers and sisters, whom we humbly commend to your mercy. Then, freed at last from the wound of corruption and made fully into a new creation, we shall sing to you with gladness the thanksgiving of Christ, who lives for all eternity. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Lamb of God,
this
mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, between my baptism, receive it. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Body of Christ, give me safe for eternal life. O Lord, make me know your ways, teach me your paths. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with purity and humility and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit of fervor of the saints. Body of Christ. 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 Let us pray. We pray, Almighty God, that through partaking of this mystery, we may be cleansed of all our misdeeds and so be suited for the remedies of your compassion. Through Christ our Lord. May your mighty deeds, O God of mercy, may your people offer endless thanks, and by observing the age-old disciplines along their pilgrim journey, may they merit to come and behold you forever through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. The Mass is ended. The prayer to Saint Michael. I go the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of a devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, and soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, who is present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.